Hello everyone, this is Eric with another mini episode. If you use Silverlight 1.0, you got a sense of the rich API support for unmanaged Silverlight. You programmed against Silverlight in JavaScript. Well, it turns out all that functionality is still there in Silverlight 2. So if you want to use the JavaScript API, maybe you're integrating with a previous JavaScript Ajax application, then you can use all of that functionality. The particular piece I want to talk about today is the downloader object. This object, it basically provides a wrapper around the XML HTTP request object and allows you to access that functionality in a browser-neutral way. It's very handy. It's an object that provides properties and events. The events are very useful, like completed, your download has been completed, your download has failed, or your download progress has changed. It also has properties like the download progress, so you can actually find out how far you are into the download. So it provides, again, this browser-neutral way of accessing the XML HTTP request object from JavaScript. In this case, you would be using Silverlight actually to do that. And so it's kind of an interesting approach. And there are also some interesting things you can do with that. One of the main things you may want to do with that is you may want to download XAML and then go ahead and attach that XAML to the XAML render tree. Well, if you want to do that, go ahead and look at the create from XAML downloader method, and you can use that, and it will automatically feed the downloaded information into the XAML parser. Alternatively, you can use the older approach, the create from XAML approach, to just go ahead and attach that XAML once you have completely downloaded. It's a little less efficient, but surely a good way to get downloaded XAML into your application. And this is certainly a good way to do it if you're using the JavaScript programming model. So there you go. There's still rich API support in JavaScript 2.0. Now, one of the key reasons you might use this, you might be saying, well, why should I do this here in JavaScript when I can use C#? And one of the main reasons is that if you have a splash screen, you want to customize that download GIF that counts from 0 to 100 and has the spinny blue dots around it. If you want to customize that experience, you can do that, but you need to use the JavaScript API. And so there you go, and thanks for listening.